Claire Lopez, Liberato, we're all still dealing with the abominations committed by Hamas and civilian Gazan jihadis on October 7, 2023. Israelis will be dealing with the horrors perpetrated against their women and girls for the rest of their lives. In fact, we should not, must not forget. Not now, during the month of March, which is Women's History Month, and not ever. The theme running through all of this month's articles is the dehumanization of women that seems hardwired into Islamic law, Sharia, or at least the way Sharia culture is inculcated into the men who grow up under its influence. New report details, sadistic sex crimes perpetrated by Hamas on October 7, forced families to witness rapes, by Margaret Flavin at Gateway Pundit, February 21, 2024. A UN envoy says there are reasonable grounds to believe Hamas committed sexual violence on October 7, by Edith M. Lederer at AP News, March 4, 2024, a male humanoid robot was unveiled in Saudi Arabia. It then inappropriately touched a female reporter, by Joshua Zitzer at Business Insider, March 12, 2024. So, in Saudi Arabia, even the robots treat women like sexual objects, seems we need to wonder about the algorithms programmed into them. Document shows Iranian protester raped before murder, by Nika Shakarami at Iran International, February 21, 2024. The Iran International Iranian Dissident Group, that produces TV programming and published articles from its London headquarters, seems able repeatedly to breach the servers of official Iranian regime agencies. Here, the group has obtained a trove of documents from inside the Iranian judiciary. This report documents a state-sanctioned campaign of sexual violence against protesters during the Women, Life, Freedom protests that swept through Iran following the murder of Mahsa Amini by Iranian police in 2022. Sexual violence against Iranian dissidents and protesters, both male and female, has been a recurring abuse documented throughout the now 45-year rule of the Islamic Republic of Iran. ISIS Caliph al-Baghdadi's wife says he had sex slaves, child bride, by Robert Spencer at Jihad Watch, February 24, 2024. As Robert Spencer writes here, because according to Islamic tradition, Muhammad took a child bride and consummated the marriage when she was only 9 years old, this sort of behavior has been accepted across the centuries in Sharia societies to this day. The question from the civilized world has to be, even if the faith allows it, why would anyone want to behave this way? Protesters. Afghanistan now most dangerous for women, by Fidel Ramadi at the Kama Press News Agency, March 8, 2024. Aside from the chaotic U.S. retreat out of Kabul in August 2021, perhaps this might have something to do with the 2004 Afghan Constitution, written under the supervision of the U.S. Department of State's Noah Feldman, himself a Harvard Law School protege of then Dean, now current U.S. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. The first three articles of that constitution clearly place Afghanistan under rule of Islamic law, Sharia. Incorporating Sharia law into European legal systems versus a state in India bans Sharia, by Uze Balut at Gatestone Institute, March 4, 2024. How is it that the state of Uttarakhand in India has approved legislation that bans discrimination against women based on Islamic law, Sharia, while, across many parts of post-Christian and ostensibly secular Western Europe, Sharia councils, or Islamic legal courts, increasingly are permitted to operate? Source: Liberato.